Early this morning, Martin Massicotte of Quebec won his seventh Can-Am Crowd. It's the biggest sled dog race in Maine. Massicotte crossed the finish line in Fort Kent around 5:45. Here's race marshal Don Hibbs.
I think this is his seventh victory here. He's been a very consistent musher for many, many years, and he must work harder than the rest of us, so he deserves everything he gets.
Massicotte spent 28 hours, 57 minutes, and 48 seconds on the course. The race began Saturday morning in Fort Kent, went south to Portage, went across the Allagash to the St. John River, then back up through Dickey to Fort Kent. Just 2 weeks ago, there had been some concern about the impact of the warm winter, but a snowstorm last week and a lingering cold left race marshal Hibbs praising the conditions.
Weather's beautiful. The mushers said the trail was very nice. Good weather, both for dogs and spectators.
One of those spectators was Daryl Peters. She traveled to northern Maine from Connecticut to watch and spoke to the Bangor Daily News' Julia Bailey.
Oh, there's nothing like it anywhere else. It's the people, it's the community spirit, it's the dogs, it's all of that.
You enjoy yourself?
Oh, we absolutely love it. We just absolutely love it.
The Can-Am is actually a series of sled dog races. Lauren Neese of McMillan, Michigan was one of those who came to race in one of the shorter events.
I've always wanted to run the Can-Am. I've heard people say it's a pretty challenging race. I like that. And then I have a bunch of young dogs that we're testing out for future race years.
On Saturday, Nancy Duplessis of Quebec won the CAC 30. Bruce Langmaid of Ontario won the CAC 100. In the 250 after Massicotte, the second-place finisher was Danae Tremblay. Third place went to Matthew Schmidt of Minnesota. Mainer Ashley Patterson, who finished a bit more than 3.5 hours after the leader. This year's race was marred when a 15-year-old on a snowmobile crashed into Can-Am Crown 30-mile musher Saturday. Jeffrey McRobbie of Wayne remained this morning at Northern Maine Medical Center in Fort Kent, recovering from injuries not considered life-threatening. His dogs were not harmed, and the juvenile from Pennsylvania was charged by wardens with operating to endanger.